I, 25 female, have always been more in tune with the supernatural. My first memorable experience I just so happened to witness with my cousin. When we were much younger, my cousin, let's call her Kay, and I went to a birthday party for one of my older cousins, let's call her Kat. It was a gorgeous day in June, and it was the perfect day to enjoy a nice summer breeze. My cousin Kat was having her party for her 12th birthday at the Duncan Park. While this park had its usual picnic tables and playground equipment, it was surrounded by weeping willows, which aren't that uncommon to find in this part of Mississippi. However, unlike other parks, this one was sitting right next to an old plantation house, an abandoned YMCA that closed down in the 70s. In the front of the old locomotive that the city was forced to fence off because of my aunt had defaced it in her youth. My cousin Kay and I ran around the park while waiting for the rest of my family to show up to enjoy the festivities. That's when we saw them. Two women dressed up in pastel, lacy dresses with bell skirts and bonnets, the style resembling that of the Civil War era. However, in our 7 to 8 year old brains, they were dressed like Barbie princesses. So we followed, as we still had that child naivety when it came to stranger danger. They walked up the steps to the front porch of the Greek Revival style home, where we saw a few men in tail coats, adorned with top hats, and what looked to be the afternoon tea set up on a table. My cousin and I watched at a distance, at first completely entranced by the scene in front of us. It was like something out of a fairy tale. We got a bit closer. Then I remember we were going to ask them something. What we were going to ask, though, I don't remember. I do remember that as soon as the word "hey" came out of our mouths, the ladies in the dresses and the gentlemen in the suits stopped what they were doing and floated through the walls of the house, disappearing completely. My cousin and I stood there and looked at each other for a few minutes in disbelief at what we had just witnessed. Kay and I came to a silent understanding that no one would believe us since we were just children and would be written off as having our overactive imaginations. We went back to Kat's party like everything was normal and didn't utter a word of what just happened to anyone. Fast forward to when we were teens, we finally told my mom what we had experienced all those years ago. My mom told us that the Auburn plantation had reenactments in the spring, so what we must have seen was former residents enjoying the summer breeze like they were still amongst the living. I was visiting my mother, and I do not know if that was paranormal or not, but it was. In any case, it began so that we both have argued strongly, and I then ran as a very stupid 15-year-old boy in anger in a nearby forest, and after then relatively calmed down. I went a bit deeper and explored a bit of the environment because I was rarely there and wanted to look around. When I then took some paths, I came to a place where I thought I had seen someone. I go closer to it and look at the person and saw that the person is chained to a tree and wears an orange construction worker vest. I felt like shit, of course. I thought it was a real person. And see, while I ran away, that there was more people hung on the trees. I ran back home and told my mother, even if she did not there at first, I could somehow persuade her to go there. And when we were back, I was no longer alone. Took a little more time and noticed that the life-size replicas of people were there. And they even put clothes under the construction vests to make them look more real. This was the most creepy experience in my life. I grew up in Athens, Georgia. When I was about 15, my mom had a friend move to Macon, who she would visit occasionally. It's like 2 or 3 hour drive south. One weekend, she took my sister with her. And on the way back, they told me they saw a woman with a little boy run out into the road in front of the car, hold up her hand, and looked at them, then just vanished. My mom is a nut and one of those people who tells you she sees spirits, so I didn't really believe them at all. Then several years later, my girlfriend, who at the point had never met my mom or sister, told me the exact same story, except she was on her way back from a band trip, sitting in the back of the bus, looking out the window at the same road. She saw a lady and kid run into the road and then disappear. You can imagine my shock, I'm sure. I guess I'm just wondering if there are other people out there who have seen this event happen. I was not a witness to this. As a matter of fact, ever since they told me about it, if I travel that road at night, it really freaked me out. 441 is a well-traveled road. Surely someone else has seen this. Pretty sure it's closed to the Eagle Rock area. Thanks for reading this. I feel like ghosts are following me in Japan. Since I was a kid, I know that there are ghosts around me, but this time it really creeped me out. So I've been traveling in Japan with my family for about 10 days now, and I have seen ghosts multiple times while traveling. But late last night, when I was about to sleep, the air conditioner at my hotel kept making weird voices, and my mom, who was asleep with me, she woke up so easily, and I didn't even move. But maybe it was because of the air conditioner, because it was so loud. I almost couldn't sleep because it scared me so bad. The next morning, I tried to sleep at the train, but while I was sleeping, I felt like someone was trying to block me from breathing. I couldn't wake up. Also, my mom saw me untie my hair, but I always have my hair tied up. Last night, my brother said I kept making weird noises when I slept, but I never done that. I always sleep with my mom while traveling. Never alone. It was something I never did. So I think there's something following me and trying to strangle me and make it where I can't sleep. What do you guys think? Sorry for my bad English. I was always a skeptic. This is how it started. My spouse and I went to Sedona, Arizona. We walked on a hiking trail. She was in front of me, and I heard a weird-sounding female voice mumbling briefly. It sounded like, phenomenon. I asked my wife if that was her, and she said no. Then she asked if it was me, and I said no. A day later, we were in our hotel, laying in bed, and we both randomly heard the same similar brief voice. I asked if that was her. She said no again, and she thought it was me. My wife also mentioned staying at the hotel for 4 nights. Every night she had some kind of lucid nightmare. I had an awful nightmare too for one night. We left Sedona after 4 days and traveled across the U.S. for 20 days with no paranormal experiences. Until we went to Phoenix, Arizona, the night before flying out. The wife and I again were laying on the bed and heard the same woman voice with the weird mumble. Since then, we've never heard the voice again, and it's been over 6 months. What the fuck was it?